American History, Topic 3, Lesson 4, The U.S. Enters World War I, The Story of America's Entry into World War I. Okay, welcome back to class today. I'm Justin, and I will be your instructor for the lesson. Grab your imaginations and let's travel back to the early 20th century, a time when the world was on the brink of change. Picture Europe in 1914. Nations are like overinflated balloons ready to pop, each one filled with militarism and nationalism. Militarism means that countries are stockpiling weapons and building up their armies, believing that military strength is key to national power. Nationalism is that intense pride in one's country, often leading to competition and conflict with others. The war begins. The political circumstances leading to World War I were tangled. The assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria-Hungary in June 1914 set off a chain reaction. Countries had formed powerful alliances. On one side were the Allies, including France, Russia, and Great Britain, and on the other, the Central Powers, led by Germany and Austria-Hungary. Tensions boiled over, and soon the whole continent was engulfed in war. An assassination brings war. When the Archduke was assassinated by a nationalist from Serbia, Austria-Hungary declared war, leading to a domino effect. The alliances were activated, and soon most of Europe was engaged in a brutal conflict. Can you imagine the shock of people who thought it would be a short war? Instead, it turned into a devastating struggle lasting 4 years. America joins the fray. Now, where was the United States during all this? Initially, many Americans wanted to remain neutral. However, as the war raged on, several factors eroded American neutrality. The propaganda machine worked tirelessly, swaying public opinion towards supporting the Allies. Economic ties with countries like Britain and France deepened, and stories of German aggression fueled the desire to join the fight. The neutrality debate. Debate raged at home about whether the U.S. should get involved. Propaganda highlighted the atrocities committed by the Central Powers, stirring emotions and leading to a shift in public sentiment. President Woodrow Wilson tried to maintain peace, but as attacks on American ships and the infamous Zimmermann Telegram, in which Germany proposed an alliance with Mexico, came to light, the path to war became clearer. All right, class, gather round. Today we're diving into a fascinating moment in history, the Zimmermann Telegram. This event played a crucial role in bringing the United States into World War I, and it's a story filled with intrigue, diplomacy, and a dash of espionage. Picture this. It's January 1917, and the world is engulfed in the chaos of World War I. The Central Powers, led by Germany, are clashing with the Allies, which include France, Britain, and Russia. The United States had remained neutral, but tensions were rising, especially as Germany began its unrestricted submarine warfare, threatening American ships. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Germany's foreign minister, Arthur Zimmermann, decided to send a secret telegram to Mexico. The message had two main purposes. First, to propose a military alliance between Germany and Mexico, and second, to encourage Mexico to invade the United States. In return, Germany promised to support Mexico in reclaiming lost territories, specifically Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. The telegram was encoded and sent via telegraph, but here's the twist. British intelligence intercepted it. They quickly realized the potential implications of this message. If the U.S. got wind of this, it could sway public opinion against Germany, and they needed to act fast. So the British decoded the telegram and shared it with the United States. When President Woodrow Wilson and his administration read it, they were alarmed. The idea of a foreign power enticing Mexico to attack the U.S. was a serious provocation. The public reaction was explosive. Newspapers across the country splashed headlines about the telegram, stirring anger and fear among Americans. As the situation escalated, Germany continued its aggressive submarine warfare, sinking American ships. The combination of these actions and the revelation of the Zimmermann telegram shifted the tide of public opinion. No longer could the U.S. remain an isolated observer in the conflict. On the 2nd of April 1917, President Wilson addressed Congress, declaring that the world must be made safe for democracy. Just a few days later, on April 6th, the U.S. officially entered the Great War. So, to sum it up, the Zimmermann telegram, with its audacious proposal to Mexico and its interception by British intelligence, became a pivotal factor in drawing the United States into the war. It showcased how communication, politics, and military strategy intersect in ways that can change the course of history. America goes to war. By early 1917, American neutrality had been eroded to the point where joining the war seemed inevitable. As the U.S. officially declared war on April 6, 1917, the effects were monumental. American troops brought fresh energy and resources to the beleaguered Allies, changing the tide of the war. The role of Alvin York in World War I. One of the most remarkable stories of individual bravery comes from a soldier named Alvin York. During the Battle of the Argonne Forest, York displayed extraordinary courage, capturing over 130 German soldiers and significantly contributing to the American victory. His heroism inspired countless others. New technology in trench warfare. In response to the new technologies of war, soldiers were forced to go underground for safety. Trench warfare was a defining feature of World War I, particularly on the Western Front, where it led to a protracted stalemate characterized by brutal conditions and significant casualties. As the war progressed, both sides dug extensive trench systems comprising frontline support and reserve trenches, creating complex networks that facilitated communication and the movement of supplies. This defensive strategy made it exceedingly difficult for attackers to gain ground, resulting in attrition warfare, where the objective was to wear down the enemy through relentless assaults, as seen in infamous battles like the Somme and Verdun. The introduction of new technologies such as machine guns and poison gas exacerbated the lethality of these encounters, leading to staggering loss of life. Living conditions in the trenches were horrendous, with soldiers facing mud, vermin, and diseases like trench foot, which took a severe psychological toll on morale. As the war dragged on, the public's perception began to shift, with growing anti-war sentiments fueled by reports of the dire realities of trench life. By 1918, military tactics evolved to incorporate more mobile strategies, culminating in successful Allied offensives that marked the end of trench warfare. Ultimately, the legacy of trench warfare profoundly influenced military strategies in subsequent conflicts and left an indelible mark on the history of warfare. The realities of war. The realities of World War I were grim. The war introduced total warfare, and the scale of destruction left millions dead or wounded. Soldiers faced not just enemy fire, but also the horrors of trench warfare and the devastating effects of new weapons. And there you have it, the dramatic events that led to America's entry into World War I, complete with a few heroes and plenty of lessons for us today. Once again, I'm Justin, and I've enjoyed teaching you today's lesson. Study smart and work on your outline. Make sure you review in your textbook. I'll see you next time. Oh, and don't forget to take the quiz I prepared for this lesson.